Some believe body cameras will impede police work. If officers have concerns about what video will reveal, they may make fewer arrests and could choose to avoid some situations altogether. And that's before opening a Pandora's box of legal and ethical issues, including how videos would be processed, stored, and retrieved, not to mention whether the recordings would be made public and who would have access. Camera systems are expensive. There is also a learning curve and maintaining the equipment to consider. Donald Kelly, a partner in the law firm Tully Rinke PLLC, says police agencies would have to establish policies and procedures.
The standard everyday run-of-the-mill footage would be preserved over the course of time, much like you see, you know, at a department store where they have video cameras recording, but they record over each other like every, you know, month or so, every 25 days or so. Unless there's an incident, they don't see any reason to preserve the recording over the course of time.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and Police Commissioner John Barbieri say they support having police cameras. In February, a Massachusetts State Labor Management Arbitration panel blocked the city from installing video cameras in police cruisers. An arbitration ruling in March continued the block until the completion of a joint study by the city and the union. Talbert Swan, president of the Springfield chapter of the NAACP, was critical of the ruling. He said video cameras in cruisers promote officer safety and public accountability.
Springfield is a little behind the times in terms of the advancement of this technology.
But if police are acting as human recorders, would the footage they gather really matter? Appearing on NBC's Today Show to discuss the roiling Eric Garner case, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo admitted, like every other American and New Yorker who saw the video of Garner being held in what became a fatal chokehold by a police officer, his instinct was, this is not right.
I'm sure if the justice system is working, that it's going to address this. And then it didn't. And I think what makes the Eric Garner case in some ways powerful is you had the video and you could watch the video. Now, technically, we don't know what was said in the grand jury room. We don't know what they heard. But in some ways, it doesn't matter. The perception is the problem.
Kelly labels the Garner incident an aberration and agrees with Cuomo it's hard to come to a logical conclusion without having access to the presentation to the grand jury that ended in no indictment. Outfitting police with body cameras could change the way police interact with civilians. Kelly anticipates the broader issue entails what protocol would be developed regarding camera use.
Whether it be a mandate to the individual officer that he has to wear a camera, whether he has the discretion to turn it off at times, and because oftentimes, you know, they are dealing with confidential informants and other people who they don't want to reveal their identity, who are helping them do their jobs, and who may not be as willing to help them if, in fact, there is a they're being recorded. So I think that that's certainly an issue, and if the officers have the discretion to turn them off, then the cameras are essentially useless.
Alice Green is executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany. She says police have their own culture where they protect one another.
And if they don't know they're being taped or watched, that they will, you know, resort to sometimes very questionable tactics in terms of how they deal with people. That's one of the reasons why people are now calling for body cams in hopes that that might stem the problem. But we're also concerned that, you know, after seeing the Garner tapes and the video, it certainly suggests that that's not the answer, because you have a video, a very clear video in the Garner case, and it didn't seem to make any difference.
Green believes body cameras could become a means to change individual officers' behavior.
It could be helpful in some situations. There are a lot of issues to be worked out to effectively use body cams. There are a lot of issues around how you use the technology. How do you protect people's privacy with police officers having this tool?
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.